This is Pharaoh's house.
This might be considered new information to those who have not listened to the Podisode Now on IG, but for those who have already joined me or listened a few days ago on IG, this will be repeat information for you, but I assure you there will be some things that you may have overlooked or didn't pay attention to, or new information altogether. Our eyes can be trained to see both inward and outward, and our intentions and random thoughts can bring about manifestations in reality, both wanted and unwanted. So it's important to know and realize your thoughts and feelings. Through examining various examples, instructional techniques, and research, I will demonstrate how our eyes, intentions, and thoughts can shape our reality. Seeing inward. This is the ability to look inward or be introspective, and it can be a powerful tool for understanding ourselves and the world around us, or understanding at best. By looking inward and examining our thoughts, emotions, or feelings and behaviors, we can gain insight into our motivations, values, and thought patterns. And for some, beliefs. This helps us make better decisions and improve our bonds or unions or interactions and relationships, and of course, physical health. This practice is called by some mindfulness. So-called mindfulness is a type of meditation which encourages us to observe our thoughts and emotions, or so-called feelings, without pinpointing them or being distracted by them or judging them. It can help us become more aware of our emotions and reactions to certain situations. By being introspective, empathetic, or mindful, we can gain insight into our thoughts and feelings and how they impact our behavior, our actions, and the world around us. Here are the instructions. There are many different ways to practice so-called mindfulness or inner vision thought and become more introspective. The first technique: start with a few minutes of deep breathing, intense breathing. Deep breathing meaning deeper than you normally do when you're not thinking about breathing. Or relax. How do you relax? Feel the tension within the shoulders or the areas of your body or being that have received the most stress or that you use the most. And slowly sense the muscles in those areas. Doing this allows us to truly relax and become more aware of our vessel or body and the so-called minds, meaning your dual brain, primary and secondary, or gut brain and cranial brain. 2, notice and observe your thoughts and emotions or feelings without pinpointing them or so-called judging them or making attachments to them. This can help you become more aware of your mental and emotional states. 3, ask yourself questions like, what are you feeling right now? Or you will say, what am I feeling right now? Or what are my motivations for this action? This can help you gain insight into your values and your thought patterns, or your beliefs, if you have them. 4, reflect on your observations and consider how they are impacting the way you behave or the way you interact, or how they are impacting your behavior around you, meaning how you impact the world around you. This can help you make better decisions and make more mindful, or thoughtful rather, actions and decisions. And by decisions, I do mean actions, and by actions, I mean decisions. They're intertwined. The so-called research has shown that looking inward can have a positive impact on both physical and mental health. Even studies have found that practicing so-called mindfulness can reduce such things as stress and anxiety, and improve your focus and your concentration, and decrease even inflammation in your vessel. It's crucial to know this so that all of those things that you find tough to urge, those urges that you find tough to repel or to take your mind away from, this will help you defeat them without struggle. Obviously, over time, but depending on the intensity of your practice, your exercise, maybe in a shorter amount of time than gradual. It all depends on you. So-called mindfulness, according to studies, has also been linked to improved immune function and better sleep or re-energizing quality. Seeing outward now is the next topic. Our eyes can also be trained to look outward or to be observant. And by being observant, we gain insight into the world around us, just as you do with looking inward. This can help you make better decisions as well, build healthier interactions, and even improve your physical health. And one example of this looking outward can be in the practice of observation of nature, or nature observation. This is a type of so-called mindfulness that you practice, which you also encourage yourself at the same time. So you practice and encourage. This type of so-called mindfulness practice that encourages us, it also helps us to observe the natural world around us, but it also helps us observe the nature of beings, of people, of so-called animals. So when you observe nature, you're observing everything. This will help you to realize how you impact your so-called environment and how you can be a pivotal force in manifesting calmness, cleanliness, and better behavioral patterns of those around you. Here is how this works. This is an aside. Destructive force is not equal to creative force. There is a balance, and the balance is that creative force has a purpose within a particular spectrum. Outside of that spectrum, it is not as strong as destructive forces. And the same applies to destructive forces. Think of it in the sense of, as some have termed it, sympathetic, parasympathetic. That would be a faulty comparison, but I'm using it in terms of contrast only. When there are destructive forces in the minds, or so-called minds of others, and then and reflecting in their behavior, their physical actions, your creative force and balance of destructiveness can and does permeate their thought patterns and introduces ideas into them that will curtail behaviors that are destructive for all. So if you are in a particular location where you have access to these types of so-called minds, you can impact and change, or in this sense, not change, but help in the facilitation of progress within those minds. These are spirits, these are programs. So you can imply or infer that it is a hack of sorts. And here are the instructions on how you can do this. You can hear the complete lecture podisode by becoming a pay member or subscriber when you visit pharaohshouse.com, or by visiting the Patreon link you see in the description for this lecture.